Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Hashem praises Bnei Yisrael for following Hashem when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim into the unknown and dangerous desert. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to do the following. Haloch v'karasa be'aznei Yerushalayim le'mor. Go, Yirmiyahu, and call out to Yerushalayim. Ko amar Hashem, this is what Hashem says. Zacharti lach chesed ne'uraich, ahavas klulosaich. I remember for you, Bnei Yisrael, the affection of your youth, the love that you had for me, Bnei Yisrael. Lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zerua. How you, Bnei Yisrael, went after me, says Hashem, in the wilderness, into a land that was not sown. What a beautiful nevuah that Yirmiyahu conveys to Bnei Yisrael. It's a nevuah that has been turned into many songs, and it's mentioned in tefillah, it's mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, it's mentioned in Yom Kippur. Hashem praises Bnei Yisrael for following him into the desert. Egypt was a terrible place to be, but at least it was a known terrible place, a known evil. There was food to eat, there was shelter, they were slaves, but they were not attacked by enemies or by wild animals. And still Bnei Yisrael, lechtech acharai bamidbar, still Bnei Yisrael, you followed me into the desert. There was no food, there was no water, there was no civilization, there was no shelter from enemies or from dangerous animals. But you followed me, says Hashem, and I remember that, says Hashem, like ahavat kelulotayich. What does ahavat kelulotayich mean? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that pasuk, as do other mefarshim, that ahavat kelulotayich means that special love that newlyweds have for each other. Kelulotayich, from the word kala, a bride. Our relationship was only newly formed, says Hashem, but it was full of love, like the love that newlyweds have for each other. There is a beautiful sefer called Betzel HaEmunah, which is a series of essays about Sukkos based on shiurim from Rav Shagar. Rav Shagar, that last name is an acronym, Rav Shimon Gershon Rosenberg. He died in the year 2007, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a thinker, an author, founding Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Siach Yitzchak in Efrat. And the sefer is edited by Yishai Mevorach, and I am grateful to my good friend Ari Furziger for sharing the following beautiful idea from that sefer. Rav Shagar says that this beautiful blessing and this nevuah of Yirmiyahu, lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zeruah, this message of Bnei Yisrael following Hashem into the desert in the early, newlywed days of their relationship, this is one of the central themes of Sukkos. In the words of Rav Shagar, domea suka lekaravan shebo gar hazug bitchilat derko. Emet, hayom yesh lehem bait keva. Ach, bedirat ha'arai shel ha'ne'urim, hayu chesed v'chibuk she'enam murgashim b'bayit ha'banui v'hayatziv, etc. Rav Shagar says that the sukkah is similar to, and it reminds us of, the apartment, the caravan that a newlywed couple first lived in. Yes, today they have a larger family. They have an established home with nicer furniture, with nicer pictures on the wall. But on Sukkos, the older couple returns to their first apartment. It was smaller back then. It was only the two of them. The furniture was used, perhaps. Secondhand, perhaps. The space was smaller. The appliances not as nice. But there was love in that first apartment. There was a special love, a special bond between the young couple that must never be forgotten. This is where their relationship got started. This is where they learned to rely on each other, to trust each other, to build on each other and with each other. They may have more now, but it's important once in a while to go back and revisit their old apartment, to see how it all began and to feel again for each other what it was like when they first began. And that, says Rav Shagar, is what happens on Sukkos. On Sukkos, we remember lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zeruah, and we go back to our first apartment, our newlywed home. We remember ahavat kelulotayich. Bnei Yisrael today is a thriving nation, Baruch Hashem. We have many, many children, and our relationship with Hashem has been through a lot and established established home we have. But it's important to return every once in a while to leave our established home and revisit our minimalist, austere, first newlywed sukkah where our relationship first began. And that return is truly a cause for Zman Simchasenu. Have a good Moed, everyone, and a good Shabbos, and a good Yantif.